Welcome back. Today's message from Archangel Michael is number 29, Stay the Course. Don't panic. You're not on the wrong path. You're just having a bumpy start. Learn from your experiences and keep going, which is really cool because that ties into the theme of a message that I shared this morning on social media. Is it important to know what the story is, or is the energy more important? So many times when I share these messages with you, Spirit will reiterate and repeat, it is the energy and not the story that matters. Sure, it's fun to get a story or to get some clarity, or perhaps it helps us to lock into the image a little bit more. But whether it's a past life, a current life, or ancestral energy, meaning a pattern of energy you inherited through your ancestral line, we can be more proactive when we're focusing on the energy. We all know that everything starts in that energetic field and we manifest in the physical. What can you do with that? Well, you can tune in, you can be mindful with the breath, and imagine that breath is going into that area, cleansing and clearing, and releasing what no longer serves you down to Mother Earth, who will transmute those energies. Being mindful with the breath is a great way to bring us back to center. Welcome to Raise Your Vibe and Heal. If you like this podcast, please follow, like, subscribe, and turn on the notifications so that you stay updated with the latest events. Thank you. All right, let's go to a clearing meditation. Archangel Michael is here supporting us and bringing us so much love, understanding and remembering we are not on this path alone. Even though we might feel like it sometimes, it's never, ever the case. Let's take a nice gentle cleansing breath. Assuming you're not driving, take that breath and set the intention to release what no longer serves you here. Feeling that connection with Mother Earth, bringing in divine source of love and light into heart center. Surrounding the session with all who are listening with the beautiful golden white light. Envisioning our hearts connected and connected with divine source of love and light, which truly connects us all. Setting the intention to help support you on your journey, whatever this might be for you. Remembering that a bumpy start does not mean failure. It just means more opportunities for lessons and experiences are coming forward. And finally, in your sacred space, and as well as for this meditation, let us invite in and work with only the highest possible vibrational frequencies of love and light. Thank you. So just like the card I shared with you earlier, number 29, there is a lot of yellow. And the yellow is making a lot of sense because right away, Spirit's taking me to the solar plexus, which is the third chakra, which resonates with, you got it, yellow. So please bring in a beautiful yellow from source, just like the sun. Bring that into your abdominal area, growing and growing to your comfort level. If it's only a little bit, that's okay. Whatever feels comfortable for you. As you're breathing here, I can feel a lot of energy that's starting to shift and move on the back of your solar plexus. Bring in the breath once again into solar plexus. Move that around and set the intention to release what no longer serves you here. Now, as I'm tuning into this here for you, I can feel that source is helping to create space within this whole abdominal area. Energetically, of course, this is never meant to replace a medical diagnosis. More energetic releases here. Now what they're showing me are little droplets. So it looks like little droplets from a rain cloud. And these little droplets are here to just very gently cleanse if you have any stuck emotions, especially those of grief and sorrow. They're asking you to invite in this energy to really help clear and shift and move any grief and sorrow that might be here within the abdominal area. Beautiful. As you're doing that, I can feel the back is starting to glide up towards top of your head. And your abdominal area is gliding down towards your feet. Now, this is a sign from Spirit that they're helping to create space within your solar plexus. You think of the solar plexus, it's the I am. And when we have a bumpy start, sometimes we forget about our power of I am. Now, as this is happening, I can feel an itchy sensation on the left side of my nose. So the left side of my nose, the left side being for me what I'm feeling here, and also I'm getting a high-pitched ring on the left ear. So feels like they're working with your divine feminine, the information coming in, and communication on the left side in particular. So as you're clearing out and working with the energies in your abdominal area, this is helping you bring in more intuitive information with your divine feminine energy and your communication. Take a nice gentle cleansing breath here within the whole abdominal area. As you're doing this, I can feel rotational movement happening here on the back, as well as the front of the abdominal area, again, creating space in another direction. And now what they're showing me looks like it looks like the top of a vortex. They're making it very intentional, a slow movement of a vortex, but it's the top opening of the vortex. So imagine that top opening of the vortex is right at the top of your abdominal area. And they're asking you to bring in that vortex of energy from source, really connect with that yellow, and imagine that that vortex is really opening up your whole abdominal area. Bring it all the way down into your belly button, please. So just imagine this beautiful vortex of energy starting at the top of the solar plexus, expand it and grow it to your comfort level. And then maybe stretch it just a little bit more than your comfort level and bring that all the way down to your belly button, please. Now, if you feel guided, please take your hand or you can take your index finger very, very gently and rub around the belly button area. This is the initial source of nutrition, and set the intention that you are nourishing yourself here. And really setting the intention to stimulate and open up what needs to be opened here in the belly button area. Lots of nerves, lots of energetic feeding of nutrition here. And I'm feeling a pulsing sensation on the back underneath the right rib cage here. Energetic release. Okay. And then you can, when you feel guided, you can stop doing that. Bring that breath in once again. Now, they're asking you to take the breath now that you brought the vortex in. Bring in white light from source into your belly button and imagine that vortex from source is coming into your belly button of white. It feels cleansing and calming. Cleansing. It feels like it's a real cleansing here within the belly button area. Beautiful. Okay, now let's bring in Mother Earth's beautiful green healing energy from her core. Bring it into the soles of your feet. And move that all the way up to the top of your head. And set the intention to release what no longer serves you here. Down your neck. Across your shoulders. Down your arms, your wrists, your hands and fingertips. Very gently releasing that down to Mother Earth, who will gladly transmute those energies for you. Bring in source energy of love and light into heart center. Set the intention to move that all around your physical and energetic space. All of your energy centers, set the intention that they are aligned, centered, balanced, and healthy. Remembering that even though we can have these rough patches in our lives, remembering that even when it seems like we're taking one step forward, two steps back, that you are still making progress. And asking Archangel Michael, in addition to your guides, your angels, your higher self, your source, asking Archangel Michael to come in and help you clear the obstacles, remove the barriers, and to assist you is extremely powerful because you are using your power of intention and remembering the connection of who you are. Sending our love and appreciation to Mother Earth, our love and appreciation to divine source of love and light, to one another, and to the one, to the all, to the connectedness. Please remember, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. Until next time, thank you. Love and blessings.